You are listening to San Juan Now, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Welcome everyone to San Juan County Now. I'm your host, Elaine Gisler, Director of Economic Development and Visitor Services here in San Juan County, Utah.
And I'm Ben Nielsen, your other co-host. Today we're happy to introduce our special guest for today's episode, Commissioner Bruce Adams.
Commissioner Adams, we're thrilled to have you here on our second episode of San Juan Now.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks.
Welcome, Bruce.
Commissioner Adams, you have a very long history in San Juan County. Can you tell us a little bit about your family history here in San Juan County?
I'd be glad to. I'm a fifth generation resident of San Juan County. My ancestors came through the Hole in Rock from Parowan, Utah, when they were called by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints to come and settle a San Juan mission. That trek lasted about 6 months. There was 100 covered wagons with families in them, about 1,000 head of cattle and horses, and they traveled from Parowan to the Bluff Mission down in Bluff. That's a storied trek, and I won't go into a lot of detail, but I'm proud to be a descendant of those wonderful people. My family has been in the agriculture business for five generations. I, like the rest of my family, love agriculture and love raising cattle and horses. And I've tried to keep my finger in that pie for the last 50 years in one way or another, but I've had to do some other things to be able to stay in the cattle business the way I have. But I'm proud of my ancestors. I'm proud to be a resident of San Juan County, and I'm proud to be a county commissioner.
That's great. Commissioner, I know you were a teacher. Would you tell us a little bit about that and maybe some of the other positions you've held?
I'd be glad to. When I graduated from high school, I was the youngest in my class. I was only 18 years old. 2 weeks after I graduated from high school, I enrolled at BYU for a summer course. I attended BYU that summer and attended it in the fall and in the spring. And I had been dating a young lady from Monticello, and she was a little older than me. So she was getting to the point where she wanted to get married, and I really was in love with her. And so we decided to get married the following June. Again, I was still only 18 years old, soon to turn 19 in September, but we got married in June of that year, and we continued on with our education. I completed all of my classwork in 3 years. All I had to do was my student teaching, and the university offered a program where students who just had their student teaching left to do could enter into a contract with Granite School District and teach for an entire year for a nominal amount of money, but also get their student teaching credit. So I did that and graduated the following year. I moved to Arizona after I graduated from BYU and taught for 2 years down there. And then an opening came available in Monticello, and I had a chance to move back and teach the fifth grade, so I did. And I've been here ever since. And this past week, when I was up to the legislature, one of the senators knew about my teaching experience in the Granite School District and invited me on a field trip to go out to the school that I had taught in 1971. And so I was able to revisit that school, and not a whole lot had changed. I recognized everything, including my classroom. The teachers and staff and students, of course, were different, but I got a chance to go back to that school and experience the flashbacks that I had of teaching there in 1971. And I taught fifth grade in Monticello for 20 years. Then I moved over to the high school and taught junior high science for the last 8 years. And I enjoyed all my experiences in teaching, and I loved working with the children. I had my 30 years in when I was just a little over 50, almost 51 years old. And so I retired from teaching, expanded my part-time cattle business into a full-time operation. And a couple of years after retiring, I ran for county commissioner, and that's where I've been ever since.
Well, Commissioner Adams, you are very well respected in the state. I know that for a fact. How long have you been a commissioner in San Juan County?
In January of this year, I finished my 17th year as a county commissioner. So I'm just starting my 18th year as a county commissioner, and my term will last until 2024. And that will give me 20 years as a county commissioner when that term ends.
Wow. We appreciate your service. Mm-hmm. So what would you say are the strengths of San Juan County?
The strengths of San Juan County are the beautiful landscape that we have in this county. We have such a variety of landscapes, from the high mountains to the desert floor, the deep canyons, the cultural history we have here. It's one of the most beautiful places on the earth. It's the largest county in the state of Utah. I've been told that it is larger than four states in the United States. But we have a very large landscape and a very sparse population in this county. But I think you can go out and take a hike every day and never have to visit the same place twice. So it's just a wonderful place to explore and enjoy the beauty of the earth.
So true. Since you've been a commissioner all these years and spent the majority of your life here in San Juan County, what do you feel are the most significant challenges for San Juan County at this time?
Well, we've got two or three pretty significant challenges, and we've had them for a long time. Water is certainly one of the big challenges we have. If we're ever going to grow very much, we've got to find more water. We've got to come up with more water somehow. And that's the case today, when we're in the fourth year of a pretty significant drought. But there is some untapped sources that we're not making available to our citizens, and there are some things that we can do, but unfortunately they're very expensive to develop, and we're trying to develop those sources by drilling wells, capturing runoff from the mountains that has not been captured. And so water is probably on the top of the list of challenges for our county. Another challenge that I often hear complaints about is our transportation corridor between here and Salt Lake City. You know, on the other side of the state, they have an interstate that goes from St. George to Salt Lake. On this side of the state, we mostly have two lanes with some passing lanes between San Juan County and the Wasatch Front. But the truckers have found this corridor, and we have an awful lot of truck traffic between here and Salt Lake, and it makes going pretty slow sometimes. And so I'm hopeful that the Transportation Commission will hear our plea from all of the counties down in the southeastern part of Utah that we need four lanes for traffic to travel on, not just for a convenience, but for safety, for the health, safety, and welfare of our citizens. Another significant challenge that we have is we are getting an influx of tourism in our county that's unprecedented. Part of that is because we have so many national parks and state parks and monuments in our county that people have really discovered San Juan County, including some from Hollywood who have been here recently and like the beauty of San Juan County. So we're going to get a visiting public here. It's a challenge because all of the visiting public that comes to San Juan County expects services to be provided by the county for multiple things. And We don't have the money to provide all those services all the time. We do the best we can, but it's a challenge almost every day with our sheriff's department, with our EMS people, trying to pick up trash, trying to maintain roads, all of the challenges that come with an influx of people is really going to test San Juan in the next 10 years, I believe. That's about all I can think of right now.
Those are some really good points. So you mentioned water is a concern, transportation. If we could resolve those, and then you also mentioned tourism. So if we could resolve the concerns, where would you recommend we grow in regard to economic development?
Well, I've always said, as a county commissioner, our greatest export from this county is our children. Being a school teacher, I don't know of a kid that ever came through my class that didn't want to come back and live in San Juan County. If we could resolve the water issues, the road issues, and some of those really important infrastructure issues, I really believe in this time in the history of the United States, so many people can work from home and work online and live in the rural areas that they really want to live in, live where they grew up, raise their children like they were raised. That's really what they want to do. And so if we can solve some of those problems, I think we can grow. And it'll be growth from within. It'll be our children and our grandchildren who want to come back to San Juan County and want to live here and do the things that they did living here and growing up here in San Juan County.
Well said. We want our children to be here near their parents and grandparents and have the kids know their elders here in San Juan County. So we are on board with your thinking. Commissioner Adams, what is your vision for San Juan County for the future?
Well, I probably talked a little bit about it and all the things that I've said today, but I hope that we can develop the county in a thoughtful way so that we can invite our families and our kids to come back, as well as have the visiting public come here and be respectful of all of the things that are in our county. We don't have a lot of information out to the public about how to be respectful when you come into a county that has a lot of cultural resources, a lot of national parks, state parks, monuments, those kind of things. We need to better educate the traveling public. But my vision is to see some growth, but I think it needs to be in an orderly way, and we don't want to really explode because we're not prepared for that. But if we could grow gradually every year, maybe a few percent a year, and allow for those people that want to come and live in this county, allow them the opportunity to come here and build a house or buy a house, that's a difficult thing to do right now. And simply because we don't have the infrastructure to support a lot more houses right now. But we're working on that. We can get that solved to that point. Maybe we could get a gradual growth happening in San Juan County on a yearly basis. And I'd like to see that.
Well said. Thank you. Commissioner Adams, what value do visitors bring to San Juan County?
Well, the obvious one is that they come here and they spend some money. And we like people that come here and buy their gas and their groceries and the things that they will need as they go out and visit the county and stay in our motels support us like we support them. And so I think those people that come here and are anxious to see the beauty of San Juan County can really help us economically by doing those kind of things, because we get TRT tax and restaurant tax that comes back to us. And those are the kind of things that make them valuable to us.
So true.
Thanks, Commissioner. I appreciate your insights on that. Do you have any favorite places in the county, and would you feel okay to share some of those with us?
Well, yeah. I have some that I really love, and they're not that secret of places. But when I was a fifth grade teacher, every spring we had the option to take our kids on a field trip. And I found a place that I took every class to, and that was down at Natural Bridges. We went down to see the bridge called Sipapu. And it's a great place to go visit because there's a lot of ladders and things to climb on to get down to there. You walk on the edge of a rock face and look off into the canyon. Kids loved it, going down there to Sipapu, because there was always a little bit of water down there in the spring, and they liked to get in the water and try and throw water on their teacher and things like that. But that's just a great place. I've taken my own family down there several times, and little kids really enjoy going up and down the ladders. And one other place that I really enjoy is a place called The Cracks. The Cracks are located in the Needles District of the Canyonlands National Park, and you can drive to the base of Elephant Hill, and you can hike into Chesler Park. The Cracks are right there on the edge of Chesler Park, and what they are is a series of cracks in some great big rocks that you can crawl down in and stand up nice and tall and walk around in those cracks. The sun doesn't get in there, so it's nice and cool, and lots of places to explore, especially for young kids like Boy Scouts or groups like that have been going down there for years and years that I know of. And then Chesler Park is kind of a secret place down there and a little bit inaccessible. But if you're a hiker and you like to find a cool place to go, I'd recommend The Cracks, just near Elephant Hill.
I don't know. That sounds like a hidden gem. In fact, what I was going to ask you next was, what is your favorite hidden gem that you would be willing to share with listeners?
You know, I like to go to Beef Basin the day after Christmas. You chain up and get your four-wheel drive, and you go in there, and there's lots of deer and not hardly any people. It's kind of just depends on the season. Another place I really like to go is down in the Dark Canyon Wilderness area and go see some of the old cowboy places like the Scorup Cabin and some of those places down in Dark Canyon. But I don't know. I enjoy Hovin Weep. I enjoy Rainbow Bridge. I enjoy Hole in the Rock. I enjoy, there's just not any place in San Juan County that I don't enjoy, but I'd have a hard time picking out just one.
Well, it's funny because I think most visitors, especially international visitors, think that you can come to San Juan County and see it in one day, which is virtually impossible with the size of the county and all of the historic areas, archaeological areas. I mean, there's just so much to see here that I think you need two or three days actually to spend here traversing through the entire county to just sort of explore some of the places that you've mentioned.
Yeah, we'd like to encourage people to come here and stay for a week. I think we could keep them pretty busy exploring this county.
Exactly.
And we'd like them to come and be part of us for a whole week.
Well, this is, we're actually sitting in our new co-working hub here in the library, in the lower level of the library, which should be opening to the public very soon. And I'm so excited that we have this place that will be available for remote workers or people that might be planning to move to San Juan County could come and utilize this space, and we'll let you know all about it soon. But a chance to try out Monticello, see where we are, use the space, and decide if you would love to live here. It's a great community. San Juan County is a great community to live in. We're very lucky that we live in such a magnificent part of the state of Utah and part of the country. So coming up soon, we'll be implementing a new program for our listeners where you can actually send in voice message questions for future guests, for future shows. So we'll let you know how to reach out, or we'll be reaching out to you to let you know how to send in your questions. And Commissioner Adams, we are thrilled, we're honored that you took the time out of your busy day to come here and spend it with us and our listeners. And I'm sure everyone will be exploring some of those places that you mentioned. And should you have any questions or suggestions about economic development, please feel free to contact us at info@sanjuancounty.org, egisler@sanjuancounty.org, or bnielsen@sanjuancounty.org.
Well, thanks for letting me come today, Elaine. I might mention Elaine is a new resident of San Juan County and Monticello, and we're just thrilled to have her here and part of our San Juan County staff. And she comes all the way from New York back east, and she brings a real delight to our county staff. And things have been significantly upgraded since Elaine joined us. So thanks, Elaine.
Well, I appreciate you, the compliments. I love living in San Juan County. My husband and I moved here in December, and we've had a life-changing experience, quality of life. I would add the people have been so wonderful and so accepting, and we have to get out and explore more, and I'm going to check out some of your places. So thank you all again for joining us as we share the story of San Juan County, Utah. We're so looking forward to hearing from you and really continuing to introduce you to the many, many people and people that really are decision makers within our county. Some of the places, as you heard Commissioner Adams mention some of those incredible places and opportunities that San Juan County has to offer.
It's truly a pleasure to be part of the wonderful team that we have in the economic development with you, Elaine, and Allison and Nate. I really like the direction we're headed, and I think we're doing some good things. And to be on this journey with all of you, follow us on Facebook and Instagram so you get the latest updates. Utah's Canyon Country is where you can find us, and then also on our San Juan County Economic Development webpage. Thanks, everyone. Look forward to next time.
Thanks for listening to San Juan Now, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Elaine Gisler and Ben Nielsen, and produced by Relic.